also a classically trained scientist. I'm a chemist. And, you know, I just feel like, I don't know if you believe that the Big Bang and evolution is proof against God, but from my understanding of religion, the Big Bang coincides with how God created the universe. You know, he said be and it was kind of thing. And if you look back to the Big Bang, it was an infinitesimally small point, expanded faster than the speed of light. You had no universe, then you had a universe, right?
And well,
obviously the universe.
I would not agree with that last statement. The universe could have existed before the Big Bang.
We don't, well, I mean, that's just an unknown, right? It could have, it could have not, right? But we know that the universe, if you track back the expansion of the universe, it comes back to a single point, right?
Well,
that we know
kind
had
of sort of
potential.
Kind of, sort of, but not exactly. All the stuff in the observable universe compresses down to, we don't know the limit to where it compresses, but that description usually makes people assume that what you mean by that, and I think what some people do assume when they say that, is that the universe was like literally this big, and then outside of it there was no universe. No, the universe, that just doesn't make any sense, because then you would be saying that there is a realm where nothing exists, which doesn't really make any sense to
me.
That's
correct.
The universe can be infinite in all dimensions, but the observable universe is still just, it's always local, I guess, in a sense, but its local dimensions were just absurdly small back then.
Well, I mean, you're getting into very theoretical, right? Just the concrete part of the Big Bang is it started from an infinitesimal point. It spread faster than the speed of light. It took a few billion years for the universe to take its final form, of course. But that coincides with non-Christian tradition beliefs, including Islam. I know Hinduism believes that there's seven cycles of the universe. It expands and contracts long before the Big Bang theory. So I don't really see that as a proof against God. I don't know if that's what
you're
saying. Well,
I've never argued that it is. I think that evolution is, I typically say that there's no reason God can exist, and there's no reason they can't both be true, God and evolution.
Right.
But by God, I mean just kind of the most abstract version of whatever God is. I don't think you can have an all good or loving God and evolution, because the amount of death and suffering, which is necessary for, that's how evolution works. The idea that an all loving God would have done that makes no sense.
I don't agree or disagree with that. I get your point, but I, you know, being a Muslim, we don't believe God, you know, there's a natural aspect to things, right? Like you have to eat, and you eat plants, and God put things here for us, like animals to eat or horses to ride. We kind of believe that, right? So I mean, I could see how that would be considered evil, but I also see how it's considered part of nature as well, right?
Well, I can understand that eating plants, which is a kind of death, is pretty innocuous. But even if we went to something like, well, God gives humans dominion over this earth, so even though we kill animals and they suffer because of that, that's just, we occupy a privileged position. And it's like, okay, but even if I grant you that, God created malaria and guinea worm and AIDS and all this other horrible shit that directly affects us. And that was presumably like part of the plan as well, which makes no sense.
So for me, right, God tests us, right? It doesn't necessarily mean he's not all good. He could be all good and still test us with problems and hardships in life, because, right, like what sharpens steel, right? It's hardship, right? And I know that sounds horrible, like, okay, your kid just died, but, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that God is not all good, even though he created those things or allowed those things to happen.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. It sounds like you're saying that suffering is necessary, right?
If God deems it necessary.
Okay. could you try as hard as you can to bite one of your fingers off?
I don't think I could, no.
Well, I'm not asking if you could. I'm just saying, well, since suffering is a necessary thing, I think you should probably do that right now.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying, but there's like a false equivalence there, right? There's,
well,
there's
I'm actually,
because of,
I'm not trying to be a dick, but you don't know what I'm saying, yeah, yeah. Because I haven't, there's a much broader point about to be made here. We're going through something here. So I think you would agree that, no, they're actually, I'm not going to do that and it wouldn't be good for me. So the point I'm trying to illustrate is there is such a thing as pointless suffering.
Okay. Okay.
You agree with that?
So you're so right. I do agree with that. Yeah, I think okay. that there is a level of randomness to life.
Yeah. So then the question would have to be, okay, well, if there is all this suffering and God is either behind a lot of it, like God obviously created malaria. So like God's the reason we get that. You can't blame it on sin or something that we did after the fact or anything like that. But like the thing about the child dying or whatever, you would have to demonstrate that malaria or sudden infant death syndrome has a purpose, that it stands in causal relationship to something that is good.
So the thing is that we are the masters of our own observation, right? So just because you don't see good in something doesn't mean that there isn't some other layer that we can't see, if that makes any sense at all. So for instance, I mean, like, I refer back to how I was raised and what I believe, right? If your child passes away from malaria, let's say, right, it's going to absolve you of sin, it's going to put you through some tests, but it's also going to allow that child to go right to heaven without any test or tribulation. That's how we see it, right? So we see some kind of blessing in it. Now, you might not agree with that at all, especially if you don't believe in the same religion, you don't believe in God, but yeah, the biggest problem
to that is then what we should do is eradicate all humans from the planet as fast as possible to guarantee that nobody else will ever go to hell.
Well, I mean, that's just trying to game the system, right? I mean, there's a lot of evil in that as well, right? Like, then you're the evil one in that case, no? If you eradicate everybody.
I mean, it would cause a great, you'd basically be a martyr, I guess you could say. Like, you could say, like, God could be like, well, I know what you're trying to do, so you're going to hell, and all these other people, yeah, I guess they get in the club for free, but you don't. I mean, but when you're talking about an eternal punishment in the afterlife, then it's of course justified. But the other thing about the bad things happen, how can God be all good if that's the case? And sometimes tragedy is actually good for you. But I think there's plenty of instances of suffering that is pointless. And then the only response I really ever get from people is they chalk it up to a mystery of faith. Like, you just have to trust that this happened for a reason. And it's like, I mean, okay, but you're not actually. So I think the problem of evil is the biggest problem with God. And the only thing I really see here is, well, I can't really defeat the argument. You just have to have faith, at least have faith. And that's how I deal with it. And it's like, okay, well, I sort of take that more as a concession. It's not really an argument, a counter argument.
And I see it from your point of view. It's just a carte blanche answer that's untenable. I mean, you're not allowed to wrap your head around it. But from somebody who was raised religious whole life, the way we see it is like, what's the top IQ? 200, 180, right? God's IQ is infinitely greater. So we may not even be able to conceptualize why he does what he does, right? We might not even have the ability to intellectualize it, right? And so, yeah, that does give that infinite barrier of, oh, well, you just don't understand, so you just have to have faith. And I could understand how that sounds like BS to somebody, right? I completely could see it from your point of view. But You know, it's just, I don't know how to explain it to you. I don't know how we even digressed into this specific topic. I was talking about the Big Bang, but I did want to talk about
you
evolution
brought up
too,
evolution
because I,
too. It got brought up because of evolution. Evolution as evidence against God.
Yeah, so back to evolution, right? So I am a scientist. I do believe in parts and bits of evolution. The reason I say that is because evolution is not a theory in of itself. It's an umbrella of theories like mutation, abiogenesis. It used to have spontaneous generation in there, which we realized isn't a thing.
Natural selection definitely is a theory, though.
Natural selection for sure is a thing. So there are parts and bits of evolution that I definitely believe in. Natural selection, mutation, gene pool theory, those are all realistic and provable. But that doesn't mean that the first cell that ever came into existence on its own, and we have not yet been able to replicate that, right? So there's no proof that, you know, the first life forms came from inorganic material or from non-life. There's absolutely no proof for that.
Well, I think there's quite a lot of supporting evidence, which is one way you can use the word proof, I guess.
But we have proof for natural selection. We have proof for survival of the fittest. We have proof for gene mutation, but we don't have
proof
for abiogenesis.
Well, I disagree. I don't think the evidence is as robust as the other things. But for example, like if we compare views, one view that life originated just naturalistically on this planet, probably just one single time, versus all life is uniquely created.
I don't believe that either. I don't believe all life is uniquely created.
Do you believe that humans evolved, but God created the first life on the planet?
If you want to go through my personal beliefs, I believe that God created the first life on planet, right? He could have worked through evolution. I mean, that's an option laid out to him. There's nothing to stop him from doing such. And I would believe that he created the first humans as well.
So you think that humans are a separate creation? What about the rest of life?
I think a lot of it could have been through mutation, natural selection. I mean, there are some instances where he could have created, like, let's say birds, or let's say, you know, certain reptiles, or it could have, I mean, we weren't there. It's an unknown, but there's nothing stopping God from using evolution as a tool. That's just personally what I believe, that he created the first life forms and he created humans. I have no proof of that either, but we also don't have proof in the opposite direction, right? I mean, there's missing links in the evolutionary chain for Homo sapiens, and there's missing links, nothing to prove abiogenesis. Yes, there is. Yes, of course, there is. There is. There's missing links in a lot of evolutionary chains. We don't have all the all the artifacts.
I promise we'll get to that, because I strongly disagree with that. So I do think we have evidence of this. So, for example, if we compare the view that, do you think life on the planet is like billions of years old?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
And this is the thing, the reason I wanted to join in, I just want to add this in, is usually when I speak to atheists, they hit me with all the talking points for traditional Christian traditions, like, oh, the earth isn't 6,000 years old. Well, we don't believe that. Or, oh, you know, evolution's a thing. Like, yeah, we agree. Or the Big Bang happened. It's like, yeah, that coincides with what we believe, right? So that's why when I read your thing and at the bottom it says no evidence of God, I didn't know if you meant these things to be evidence against God, and it would be in the Christian tradition, but not in every religious tradition, if that makes sense.
Sure. Let me do something here real quick. Okay. Anyways. So, okay. oops, that's not what I meant to do. Okay. Sorry. So anyways, I think we do have evidence how do I say this? So going back to what I was saying earlier, either life on the planet, all life on the planet, including humans, arose naturalistically, or life is specially created. So you sounds like you allow for all life except human life to be the product of evolution, but God created the first life form or something like that. And that's totally
a mixed bag, right?
That's totally fine.
Bag, right? Yeah.
The problem I have with that is, if God created, if humans are a unique creation, then I would have zero expectation that fundamentally human life would be so close to all other forms of organic life. And it is.
Why not?
And then this is the problem. Well, I'll tell you in a second, in a little bit. This would be the other problem with just denying evolution in general, which is that if you think all life is specially created, then there shouldn't be evidence that all life is related. You wouldn't expect that. It is exactly, and it's really the only acceptable evidence if evolution is true. So for humans, yeah, we're 98.6% genetically similar to the chimpanzees. And then we have the obviously all kinds of like you said, that we're missing the missing link, but I don't know how many missing links are there supposed to is the correct number. I think you really, really only need one, and we have way more than one of them.
No, it's the opposite. I mean, there's a chain that we could show, and then there's missing links right before Homo sapien, right? Is I could send you the article. I'm walking in the park and I'm, you know, using my phone to talk to you, but I'd have to find it again.
Homo heidelbergensis is extremely similar to us. Its brain is only a little bit smaller. Its statue is only a little bit. It's not like we have 3 foot tall upright walking apes and that with brains only a tiny bit bigger than a chimp's, and then humans. Mm-hmm. We have a very smooth continuum from basal forms all the way up to us.
I would have to find exactly what I'm talking about and send it to you, because I don't remember off the top of my head. But I want to get back to the we would be different if we were created by God separately. I don't understand how that, like, you know, if you go to Tesla and you get a Model 3 or a Model Y or a Model X, they pretty much have a lot of the same components, right? If God created the first life, if God created chimpanzees and God created us, and we need to, let's say, eat chickens and cows to survive, we would have a lot of the same biochemistry and the same programs, right, to allow us to survive.
There's,
so, I mean, like,
there's no reason God would do that. God has infinite creative abilities and powers. There's no reason that God would do that. You're applying
why,
like, a human standard to God, because he's God, or it's God.
Yeah, but there's no reason for him to do it. There's no reason to do it.
I can't. Right? You're cutting in and out. I can't hear you at all.
Life. There's no reason for God not to do it either. I mean, we live in an organic-based carbon-based organic life, right? So if everything around us is based on water and you know, hydrocarbons, he's going to create us from the same material. I mean, for a baby to expand and split its cells, right? It has to replicate its DNA.
God would do
and
that.
How are you going to do that without? I think it makes complete sense scientifically to do that. I mean, like, if you're producing, but what you
just said is the scientific explanation, and evolution scientifically fits with that, and the evidence fits perfectly well with a scientific view of it. But God doing it isn't a scientific view.
But why not? Why, I don't understand why both can't be true
at
the same time, right? Yeah, but I don't understand. Like, you're putting limitations on God. You're saying he has to make humans different than other animals with different, you know, control mechanisms than DNA.
But here's the thing, if you're an infant
and you want to grow your cells, you have to replicate DNA. And the easiest way to do that, or the most efficient way to do that, is to eat corn or eat chicken who have the same amino acids, so that you could build new replications of your DNA with those building blocks. It only makes sense that God would do it that way.
Do you believe, you know, like when the 10 plagues of Egypt, do you guys believe that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, actually. We do believe in Exodus. We do believe that the Jews were slaves in Egypt and Pharaoh was real. And I mean, there's historic record of that. I don't know about the plagues, though. I'm not entirely sure if Muslims believe in that or not. I know it's Christians, but let's assume we do.
Sure. I don't think it'll really matter. Like one of the plagues is the Nile ran red with blood, and then mm-hmm. there was a swarm of frogs, and then another one mm-hmm. is that darkness.
Locust.
Like there were locusts, and then there was a darkness fell over the landscape, right? Okay. Mm. The story is that God sent these plagues, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it's God doing it, then it's his miraculous divine intervention, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we go and try to support our belief in God by saying, well, it wasn't really blood, it was just an algal bloom, and it was a red type of algae, and that's why the river mm-hmm. was red, and the algae bloom, because it takes all the oxygen out of water, that's what made the frogs leave. So that's why there were all the frogs. And then there was a solar eclipse. It's like, wait a minute.
Right.
You just took God out of the picture by doing that, by appealing to all these naturalistic mechanisms. But you're taking God out of the picture when you say, oh, all of the fundamental biochemistry is what God would do. Because you're just you're also explaining evolution, which means you're just taking God out of the picture, really.
But Here's the thing, right? If there is an eclipse, God causes it to happen. If there's an algae bloom, God causes it to happen. That's how we see it as Muslims, right? So it could be an algae bloom that made all the frogs go away in an eclipse, and also God triggered those things to happen at that moment. I mean, they can coincide.
But we know those things happen on their own. And so if you're just going to say, it's also that thing that happens on its own anyways, but God did it, then it isn't actually evidence that God did it.
I mean, if they all happen, within a short period of it, 10 plagues or whatever, within a short period of each other, right? Even if they're naturally occurring things, right? I mean, there's a chance it's God, right? That doesn't completely negate God. Just because it happened, just because we could explain something doesn't mean God did it.
A really long time ago at the beginning, I was saying, I don't think these ideas prove that God doesn't exist, but I certainly don't think that they in any way strongly support God. And I don't.
Okay.
There's nothing about humans biologically that I think supports God in any way.
What about our conscious mind that no other creatures on Earth have? Our ability to reason and, envision the future and imagine.
I think other animals. So what I was going to say is I think other animals certainly do that. And you can even disagree with me on that. But actually, I want to go back to these skulls because this is an important thing.
Yeah.
If you believe that God specially created humans mm-hmm. and all other life is the product of evolution, well, then that would mean everything on here except for us is the product of evolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
Not necessarily. I don't necessarily believe that. Let's say Homo erectus was the first one, or Cro-Magnon was the first one God made, and then through natural selection,
Cro-Magnons were humans, Homo sapiens.
Were humans, right? And through that we evolved. But I don't see a jump from from chimpanzees to us, and we'd have to.
Well, we didn't evolve from chimpanzees.
We didn't evolve from chimpanzees, right? So what primate would you say we evolved from?
Well, our immediate ancestor that wasn't a Homo sapiens was Homo heidelbergensis.
But that's still a human for the most part, right? I mean, they reason.
It's in our genus, but it's not a Homo sapiens. Like Neanderthals weren't humans either. But so to circle back to what we're talking about, those creatures would definitely all have consciousness. I think we are the most intelligent, but I wouldn't doubt that they have mm-hmm. a conscious experience that is just as vivid as ours. Maybe they wouldn't know how to like do math good and read good and do other stuff mm-hmm. good too. And maybe we should build them a center, make it not so small that only ants would be able to go into it. But no, they definitely right. had those abilities. And so
right.
it's not just like we're different, but we're not fundamentally different.
Right. But the first of them was the Cro-Magnon, right? The first of our kind. What was the first of our kind?
In the genus
You know,
Homo?
able. Yeah.
Man. Is it erectus? Man, I
I'm
should
not
know
entirely
that.
sure either. Yeah, I should know it
But
too.
Homo erectus is 1.8 million years old, so that might be it.
But so what I'm saying is God could have created Homo erectus and then we evolved from there through
I
things like
knew
natural
this.
selection, mutation.
It's Homo
What?
habilis. I
Homo
fucking knew
habilis,
that.
okay.
I just forgot the name.
How old is that? That's like what, 3 million
To
years
two
old?
point four to 1.4.
2.4 to 1.4. And you know, they interbred a lot of these different these different Homo genus.
Yeah, we slapped cheeks with Neanderthals. Yeah.
Right. So I, you know, when I say God created man, I don't necessarily mean Homo sapien. I mean the first of our genus. I do believe that is possible. And you know,
Well,
we would have to find a strong link between the primates before us, before our genus, right, and us.
the problem for that is we have that. Not only are we really so you can't see my cursor, but it's a modern Homo sapiens in the bottom right. And then
Yeah,
M,
I can see your cursor.
that's a oh, you can? Oh,
Yeah.
I was looking on the wrong screen. So this is also a Homo sapiens. It's just not quite anatomically modern. But so Homo habilis is probably E, F, or G, maybe D. I'm not sure. But this is we have Australopithecus before that. So the differences between here and here are, I would say, not as extreme as the differences between here and where we are.
Right.
So
You're saying the fr that B and C were monkeys originally?
no. They're primate. They're great apes. They're hominids. Everything on this
Hominids, yeah.
is technically a hominid.
I'm gonna follow and add you. I will come back with the articles and the things that I at some point. Let me see how I join. I don't know if I'm already following you, I guess. But I'll come back for this specifically. But I guess my main point, and right, I didn't know if you were using these as evidence against God, and you said you weren't. It doesn't prove or disprove God, and I'm actually in the same boat, right? Like evolution, Big Bang, it doesn't prove or disprove God. I think it does for certain sects of Christianity only, but that doesn't necessarily go for all the religions. And then the last thing I want to say was the no evidence of God, right? I also like, you know, there's this whole thing of you have to prove God exists. I also believe that you have to prove God doesn't exist, right? I mean, it's an unknown, right? It's an unknown to me and you, despite what we believe, right? To some degree. And so, like, you know, there's some onus on proving God doesn't exist either, right?
Yeah, that's not really my stance. I don't believe that no God exists. That's not what I believe. I just don't think we have any evidence. I do think that the Christian God, the Judeo and Islamic God, I don't think exists because you don't have to even get past Genesis to find out that there's a contradiction. And if he's a contradiction, then it doesn't exist.
What contradiction do you find in Genesis?
He doesn't know what's happening in Sodom and Gomorrah. So he's not all knowing. And if God classically is only, I mean, by classically, I mean like it's actually that concept of God is actually more modern than the concept of Yahweh overall, funny enough. But if he's not that, or if God is only that, Yahweh definitely isn't, so he doesn't exist.
Well, look, I'll tell you this. We believe in Sodom and Gomorrah, but we don't believe God didn't know what was going on in there either. So I do agree that that's a contradiction. We Muslims believe in the Old Testament and the New Testament. We just believe that they had been changed a lot, and that's why God keeps sending reiterations of prophets down. So we do believe God is all-knowing. I didn't know that part in Genesis. There's nothing in the Islamic tradition that says God didn't know what was going on. He had to send people or angels to find out.
Yeah, I don't know who he's talking to, if he's talking to the angels or if he's talking to Lot. I think he might be talking to Lot, but he says, I am going to Sodom and Gomorrah to see if the outcry which has reached me is as bad as has been reported. If not, then I will know. So it's pretty inconvenient.
That's a complete contradiction. I agree with you. But you know, I implore you to look into Islamic beliefs and compare them to these things, because we believe God is all knowing. I don't think there's anything in our tradition that points to him not knowing something. Just for your own knowledge base, because we do accept a lot of things like parts of evolution and, you know, the Big Bang theory. None of those things really negate our belief system. So I just wanted to jump on and say that to you. And thank you for having me, man. I really like talking to you. It was really good. And I'll get back to you with a few articles about missing links in the evolutionary chain.